Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I don't want you to say you have to go poop. I want you to say you have to blast a deuce out the ham hole. And I want you to do that for me. Mike, can you say that?
What?
I want you to say, I'm going to blast a deuce out the ham hole. I want to blast a deuce out the ham hole. I want to blast a deuce out the ham hole.
All I can hear is drunks breathing.
I'm sorry, why do you breathe so loud?
No, that is probably Anchor's old name from when we once used this chat.
That makes sense.
He probably still has an account.
Oh, from the...
And that is, his name is Ice-T in parentheses Ravis in reference to Travis clinking his ice. It's clever.
I think so.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
Sup?
The show is so consistent in its release and live schedule that that breakups don't even stop us from putting shows out.
Apparently not.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We have a show for you tonight.
But nobody else bothered to show up.
Yeah, Travis is out of town for work, and Drunk is celebrating his girlfriend's birthday. So it's just me and you, buddy. It's just me and you.
Yay!
What do you want to talk about?
Apparently not much, because every time I say something, I get yelled at.
Now, that's unfair. And I'll tell you why it's unfair. Because you told me that I'm not allowed to talk about this. So you can't reference it and then me not be able to talk about it.
No, I just said, like, not within the first 15 minutes. We can.
You mean, like, right off the bat, like, while Idle Hands is still playing?
Yeah, in the background.
Okay, so you want to talk about something else for a couple of minutes before we talk about it?
The new Ghostbuster trailer was pretty shit.
That did come out. What did you think? You weren't a fan?
I think it looked horrible. It's going to be bad, and I'm going to be sad that it actually was made.
Well, I mean, it's funny because they said, you know, this was 30 years ago, like in the trailer, like, hey, 30 years ago, these guys did this. But then they kind of made the trailer into, like, hey, these guys are discovering this for the first time. So, were the Ghostbusters around 30 years ago, or were they not?
I'm willing to bet one of them is going to be one of the Ghostbusters' daughter, probably not Winston.
So they are using the Ghostbuster technology. The thing that I didn't get, and I saw other people mirroring what my initial thought was about the trailer, is they said in it, oh, somebody is heightening paranormal activity for, like, monetary gain or something. Like,
I don't know how you get money off that, right?
Who would heighten paranormal activity? What would be the point of doing that?
Supervillains.
But why?
Spider-Man.
What are they going to do? Is it somebody who, like, wants their dead wife to come back? Is that what it's going to end up being?
No, maybe, you know, it's just like the Joker. He just, you know, wants anarchy. I mean, he just, you know, city's too pretty as it is. Covered in dog shit, piss, and vomit.
We need some ghosts.
Exactly.
Some ghosts to dirty the place up.
It didn't really dirty it up because they're all fucking neon colored.
It's kind of pretty, actually.
I think it's horrible.
Like, if they were just out walking around and you could just see them flying around, it might be kind of neat.
Yeah, because they look like fucking cartoons.
Yeah, it'd be neat. They'd be out flying around and be like, whoa. hey, do you see that guy?
They need to cut down on that this was 30 years ago thing, because this is an extension off that fucking cartoon that was on Fox Kids.
There was a cartoon. It was the real Ghostbusters.
It was Ghostbusters, and then another Ghostbusters cartoon came out that wasn't the Ghostbusters.
Who were they?
They were the. It was a cartoon about the original Ghostbusters, like a film from like the 1940s. It had a monkey in a car, and
what I don't understand mysteries. Why does it have to be Ghostbusters?
Well, because that's what the license said.
But why can't they just make a movie about four chicks who are out hunting ghosts?
Nobody would see it.
Why not? It has What's-Her-Name in it and that other gal. And, you know, people like them.
They would call it Bridesmaids Go Hunting Ghosts.
Bridesmaids Go Hunting Ghosts. Bridesmaids 2 Paranormal Honeymoon.
Yeah, but then you can't use all the logos. You know,
why do you need the logos?
Because that's what people are going to see. People are going to see it because they saw a one-second clip of Slimer.
That Melissa McCarthy gal, she just made a spy movie. I mean, she didn't call it Janice Bond.
They could have.
They could have, probably, but they didn't.
No, because saying, the owners probably have more scruples.
You could make a ghost hunting movie.
Yeah, but, I mean, nobody's going to want to see it. They want to see a Ghostbusters movie.
Aren't more people just gonna hate it because it's Ghostbusters?
No, they were banking on, you know, these idiot college kids that talk about safe spaces going to see it because, you know, there's women in it. It's, you know,
girl power,
women leading actors. And
but then you were telling me that they were mad.
Yeah, apparently the same people they were, you know, trying to get on the bandwagon of, hey, go see this Ghostbusters film. It has four broads in it. Apparently they didn't make the black one a scientist because Winston wasn't a scientist. So they just made the black lady just, you know, a lady that lived in the city.
Because Winston was black. And so the black Ghostbuster takes Winston's place.
Yeah.
Even, and he wasn't a scientist, so she shouldn't be either.
Apparently not, but apparently that's also racist.
Oh.
And they said that she came off as a stereotypical fat, black, loud woman. And, she kind of did.
Yeah, yeah. The other big movie social justice story I saw this week, and I've just heard it constantly repeated on the news and on the radio, is apparently somebody asked Mark Hamill if Luke Skywalker was gay.
He has a kid, probably. I think the girl's his, right?
Mark Hamill said, well, I mean, Luke Skywalker can be whatever you want him to be.
He's right. What are they going to do, knock down your door? Yeah,
if you want Luke Skywalker to be gay, fine. It's like when you listen to a song. That song can mean whatever you want it to mean to you.
He didn't act really gay when his sister was kissing on him. Let's just get
maybe
that
fucked him up. Maybe he was like, oh, dude.
Now he can't be sure. So now it's like no ladies ever again.
But everybody is taking this to mean Mark Hamill has said that Luke Skywalker is definitely gay.
How do you get that from that sentence?
And this is not true. What he said was, dude, if you want him to be gay, if that's what you get from that movie, is it that Luke Skywalker likes dudes, that's fine.
Walking the line between monk, Jedi, back kicks, flips, you know, warrior and gay dude. I guess it's not that far away.
Napier, will you come out and say right now that if somebody listens to the podcast and they take away from it that you're a homosexual, if that helps them with their day, you're fine with it?
Yeah, all right.
I mean, just say,
It's not going to impact my life.
My favorite internet radio star is a homosexual. You know, Napier, he's a gay guy.
Yep.
You're fine.
Nope, don't care.
Because it doesn't matter.
Why do I care? What? Unless they're breaking down my door to yell at me about, you know, oh, please sign my autograph, Mr. Huge Gay Bear Dude.
Huge Gay Bear Dude?
Yeah.
Hashtag but, Huge Gay Bear Dude.
Yeah, unless they're, you know, like, you know, I get a whole bunch of screaming fans coming at me.
You could be like a gay icon. There's probably guys who the gays, like, really get behind. That aren't actually gay. I mean, just people that are friends to the gay community. You can be our access to the gay world.
Is Andy Dick actually gay, or is he just weird?
He was married, wasn't he? Doesn't he live in a shed out behind his wife's?
I think that was just a rumor.
No, he lived in a shed. He did a radio show from the back shed behind his wife's house.
Maybe that's just where his studio was. Maybe
I think
he
was bitter because, you know, he was still paying for the house and she was living in it, so he just moved out in the backyard. I think that's the story. I could be making this all up, but it seems like I heard that somewhere.
I don't really follow Andy Dick enough to know that, but he seems like a guy that's trying to be a little too gay. Like, you don't actually know anybody that acts that gay. Like, flowers all over the place kind of gay.
You could be gayer, I think.
I don't know. I mean,
now that we're doing this whole Napier is a straight guy, but the gays can like him thing, I just think that every now and then, like, you should say something kind of gay. Like, what's a dude that you'd probably be gay for? There's some, right? I mean, is there just a guy that you said, that's a good-looking dude?
Do trannies count?
You mean like a guy that has boobs and dresses up like a girl?
Yeah. I would still count that. Because like they're still balls.
The Caitlyn Jenner?
No, that's a little too old for me. That's like way, way old. I'm talking about, you know, mid-30s.
So would you call that a DILF? A dude I'd like to fuck? A DILF? Dad I'd like to fuck, maybe?
I think that's what girls call
it. Do the gals call dads they'd like to fuck DILFs?
I don't think they call them anything other than sugar daddy. Isn't that what a sugar daddy is? Or is that you don't get money from the other guy?
See, I'd be more like a Splenda daddy.
So you're just giving her compliments in the form of
daddy. Speaking of things I might have just made up.
Yeah.
I saw a story. I'm not entirely sure if it's bullshit or not, but I saw it and I'm running with it because I'm excited about it. I saw they made it so that monkeys can control wheelchairs with their brains.
That seems like a fun sport. All right.
They put the monkey on a wheelchair and then they hook things up to his brain. And then they put a bowl of grapes on the other side of the room. Yeah. And he thinks about how he's hungry and he wants the grapes. And it makes the wheelchair move to go get the grapes.
So why can't the monkey use his legs?
He's in a wheelchair. See, they're strapping experimenting him, on the monkey.
They're strapping him to the wheelchair, or they have severed his spinal cord.
They strapped him to the wheelchair, so he has to stay in the wheelchair.
Oh.
And with his brain, he says... See, now, first of all, I don't think does a monkey know how to use a wheelchair? Like, does a monkey know what a wheel is?
I'm sure he could figure it out. I mean, he's not...
So, this technology is simple enough that the monkey thinks, I want to go over by that grape, and the wheelchair somehow reads that and says, dude, well, let's go get that grape, man. It's pretty incredible, right?
What if the monkey was really down about life, and he really wanted that pistol?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, the choice that the wheelchair provides you. I mean, you're strapped to it. You got to move. You can go get that pistol. It's right over there.
Yeah, next to the grapes.
That opens up a whole lot of things.
Like the monkey being the grapist?
But, I mean, then, like, you know, we can make robot legs and stuff for paraplegics. And then you can think about walking. And then your robot legs will walk. That's pretty neat.
Well, you could also do that to wheels, and it's probably kind of easier to do the wheels.
So, but wouldn't it be cooler to have robot legs, and you were thinking about walking with your robot legs, and then you walked?
No, not for me.
You'd rather have the wheels?
Yeah, I got attention deficit disorder. I'd be on my ass every 10 minutes. Like, oh, I really want milk. Wait, hot fries. And then I would be doing the splits and on the ground.
So I went out to get my trash cans earlier.
Did you get raccoons?
And this fella, I mean, I've lived here for a while. This fella comes over to me and he goes, hey, man, you know, I've lived in this neighborhood for 18 years. I was like, oh, yeah? He goes, yep. And my son, he's a professional boxer. And my daughter, she plays basketball in France. I was like, oh, that's cool. He goes, look, man, I'm retired. I just want this place to be a little bit more neighborly. He goes, You like beer? I said, yeah, I like beer. He said, you throw darts? Said, I mean, no, but I imagine I could probably, you know, throw a dart. I mean, I physically can throw a dart, right?
No, no reason not to.
And he goes, you like Elton John? And I said, yeah, sure, I like Elton John. He goes, man, sometime you just want to, like, come knock on my door and, like, we'll drink some beers and throw some darts and listen to some Elton John.
That sounds kind of lonely.
And I said, yeah, man. Yeah, that'll be cool. I mean, I don't actually have any intention of doing it, but it was this really weird conversation with this elderly man. Do you think he's trying to rape me? Or you think he's just lonely?
I don't think the dude has much else to do with his day, and nobody in the neighborhood, you know, seems to know him.
And is that just a thing that you say? Is that just a thing that you say to your neighbor? It seems very specific. I mean, I would think that if he didn't really want me to come, he'd say, hey, you should come over sometime and, you know, we'll hang out. But, I mean, this was very specific. He was trying to sell it to me, right? I mean, it was beer, it was darts, and it was Elton John.
The dude's just looking for somebody to hang out with him to, like, get his life over with a little faster. Who are you to deny an old man his drinking buddy?
Come sit with me, my friend, as my life slowly slips away.
As the essence of my youth has slowly drained away, let me tell you about all the people that I've learned to hate.
Anchor in the chat says it sounds like a trap. I don't disagree. I think
could you take him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a frail old man. I probably could definitely take him. But, I mean, like, the Cosby.
He looks like Cosby?
He looks a little Cosby-ish.
Did he have a sweater on? Because it's not sweater weather anymore.
I believe he did, actually. It wasn't colorful. It was like tan. But I'm saying, you know, like, in a scrap, I'm sure some of those gals probably could have fought off the Cosby, but he tricked them. I mean, he's offering me beers. What if he slips something in my beers when I'm not looking?
No,
don't you think he could, like, wipe a little something on the outside of the can and probably get me to pass out?
Oh, God, this is what you got to do. Go over to his house one day and bring one of those drink testing kits that the women use to make sure they're not getting roofied.
Is that a real thing?
Yes, it is a real thing.
How often do they do it? Do they do it at the start of their drink and, like, midway through their drink? How often do they test it?
Before they drink it. No, just before they drink it. Like, if they leave and come back, they'll test their drink again. It's like these little strips. You put the strip in.
Why would you leave mid-drink?
You have to pee.
No, I mean, you finish your drink and then you go pee.
No, that's what guys do.
I don't know. You're just setting yourself up for nonsense.
Or, you know, hoping for it.
Yeah.
Depending on how you want your night to go.
Is roofie made to be what it's used for?
Yeah, it's tranquilizer.
But what is its intended use?
To knock something out.
But, it isn't intended to go in drinks and knock people out while they're drinking.
It's intended to go into a
is
body.
Is it like a sleeping aid or something?
No, it's a tranquilizer. It's meant to knock you the fuck out.
But, I mean, who manufactures a roofie?
People who need tranquilizers.
For what?
Animals.
Oh, so it's like an animal tranquilizer.
Yeah.
So, like, you use it in, like, a dart or something.
No, there are different forms of tranquilizers. So you can put stuff in food, and then your animal goes to sleep.
What, and set it out on the front porch, like if you're trying to capture, like, a pest or something?
Let's say the lion at the local zoo needs his checkup.
Yeah.
The lion at the local zoo don't like shit.
So you probably can't, like, go in there and wrestle him and take him down on the ground and like, check him.
Yeah, you don't want to start shooting your lion full of darts. That really fucks with the kids. So what you do is, you throw him a piece of meat, he eats the roofie in the piece of meat, he goes to sleep, he wakes up, and it's a day and a half later.
Yeah, and he feels kind of weird.
Yeah, the lion really doesn't give a shit.
And he doesn't even know it's a day and a half later, really, because the lions, they don't have clocks.
No, I mean, as far as they know, you know, who gives a shit about time? They're just slowly dying in that cage. What's the difference between them and goldfish?
So you think he's going to dart me? Oh, he said darts.
Yeah.
You like darts? Throw a dart at me that has some roofie on it.
Yeah, he could do that.
See, but that's fucked up because this poor guy is probably just lonely.
Yeah.
and he probably just wants to make some kind of connection with somebody in the neighborhood that he even mentioned. You know, my next door neighbor, he moved recently, and like, I just want my neighborhood to be a little bit more neighborly. And like, nobody in this neighborhood talks to each other.
No, they
we,
don't.
No, I mean, we don't look at each other. We pretend like none of us exist. And the problem is, this fucking old guy probably just wants to fucking listen to some Elton John with somebody and hang out. He probably just wants to make a human connection. But the world is so fucked up that I'm so skeptical that some poor guy that just wants to be my pal.
How many new neighbors have you had within the,
well, see,
say
what happens
100
is
yards?
They move in for like 3 months, and that's about how long it takes them to get evicted again when they don't pay their rent. So, ooh, yeah, I cycle in and out a lot of people.
Yeah, I noticed that. There's a lot of moving trucks in this area.
Yeah.
U-Haul must be doing real well for here.
A couple doors down, they turned all their faucets on and then like moved out. And so like there was water pouring out all the windows and doors and shit because their house filled up with water. So they were really mad. And so they've been gutting that place and trying to figure out what they're going to do with it with all the water damage in there.
I guess.
And that's what started the conversation with my neighbor. When he was talking about Rufy and me.
Well, he probably doesn't want to get knifed in his sleep for his fucking cash. Whatever, you know, amount he might have.
See, but he has two children who grew up to be professional athletes, from what he said. So, I mean, he would probably be like a good pal to make so that, like, you know, when I have children, I can send them over there and, like, he can train them on, you know, whatever sport it is that we're gonna, I need some kids that like do well that can take care of me because I mean, I'm not going to get ahead ever. So I need my kids to be good.
I'm going to be lucky if I live to 40 without a bus hitting me. So good luck, little ones. You're going to be on your own.
Why do you say that? You just kind of feel like you're kind of out in la la land and.
I feel like I've been close to being hit by a bus more than what most people would be comfortable with.
You've almost gotten hit by buses?
Trains, the Metro.
You almost got hit by Metrolink?
I really wasn't watching one day, and some lady said, hey, there's a train coming. Like, oh, fuck, there is.
Why were you on train tracks?
Because I have to cross it to get to my building.
Like,
our parking
on
lot.
Foot?
Yeah, there's like a little metro-like walkway.
Isn't there some kind of alert system?
Yeah,
like
they have
a bell?
Yeah, they have a bell, a physical bell that they have to ring, and it goes ding, 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 and if you're not paying attention, it
but
doesn't
you would
sound
hear
like...
The did you have headphones on or something?
No, I was just smoking and thinking about shit.
What were you thinking about that distracted you from the bell of the oncoming train?
I really wanted to make chicken sandwiches that night, and I was trying to think of a way to make them good.
Like a marinade to use?
Well, like bacon, like which kind of bacon I could get at the butcher. And it really had me like, you know, fucked up because I couldn't figure out what would be really good with this chicken sandwich. And
see, and the fucked up thing about it is you would have gotten hit by the train.
And no chicken sandwich.
And we would have never known like why you got hit by the train.
Well, he probably just wandered off into that direction and died. Assume that if you ever see me dead somewhere.
But that would like haunt me. I would be like, I wonder what Napier was so distracted with that he just walked in front of a train. Or like, would some people think that you were killing yourself?
No, probably not.
You don't think? Like some people would say, man, Napier seemed kind of down lately.
I don't.
Maybe he stepped in front of that train on purpose.
I don't think most people would assume I have the self-awareness to realize my life is shitty and then kill myself, if that makes you feel any better.
You know, I saw a story about a 51-year-old broad who escaped a high-speed chase that included helicopters. Keep in mind, this wasn't just her running away from a few cop cars. There was helicopters involved.
There always is now, right?
They were zoned in on this broad, right?
Uh-huh.
But the fun thing about it was she was in an exact replica of the Scooby-Doo mystery machine van.
How do you
lose the Scooby-Doo mystery van? With helicopters.
Who was in charge that day? They had to have been fired.
I don't know. But they were out chasing the Scooby-Doo mystery van, and it got away. And they said, guys, I don't know where it went.
I guarantee you everybody involved was running laps that morning. Every goddamn last one of them was outside wearing a shame cloth around their face.
Take a knee, squad. Look, we got a problem. You see, you guys were chasing first of all, you're chasing a fucking minivan. You weren't chasing some V8 sports car. You're chasing a goddamn minivan. Second of all, the minivan was painted to look like the Scooby-Doo mystery machine van. I mean, yeah, chasing a cartoon. You should be able to spot it.
And they weren't on foot. They had cars.
They had
SUVs.
And they had a helicopter.
And a helicopter.
That was watching it.
Do you realize how much money it took for them to buy all of that shit?
Guys, where did it go?
$500,000 worth of equipment, and they couldn't find the mystery bus.
You know, I get things on my phone when there's like an Amber Alert or something, and it alerts all the phones now. It gets them all and says, hey, man, there's an Amber Alert around you. You got to look for, like, this black SUV with a license plate such and such. I mean, like, they have the capabilities of doing that. I'd say if you lost the Scooby-Doo mystery van, you throw that out on the phones and somebody somewhere sees it.
I guarantee you, if a real alert came out and said, be on the lookout for the Scooby-Doo mystery van,
everybody would
ignore it.
I would never forget that I saw it.
Of course not. You would assume it was a prank, and then, there's the van.
There it is. I saw it. There's a gal that I used to work at a storage place, and there was a gal who drove a PT Cruiser. That she worked for Jelly Belly, the Jelly Bean company.
Mm-hmm.
And her PT Cruiser was painted up to look like a bunch of jelly beans. And she was this little bitty gal. She was like 4 foot tall. And she was just the meanest old bitch. I mean, she would just come in. And you'd think
it was probably from the diabetes.
You'd think a gal that drives around in a jelly bean car would be really happy, especially if she's a short. Little thing. A short little thing driving around in a jelly bean truck, and she's just so mad all the time. It didn't matter. Every time you saw her, she was so mad. She'd just come in and yell at you, and she was all pissed off. She had a really bad attitude. And so she would come in and pay her bill at a whole bunch of different stores, and everybody in the area knew when you saw that jelly bean car, you knew somebody was about to come in and yell at you. And so it was like you associated the jelly beans with evil. And so now, if you sometimes see the jelly bean, I imagine more than you know, you probably encounter the same cars over and over again and probably just don't know.
No, I mean, unless they're, you know, they have stickers of jelly beans on them.
Yeah, we're a community where we probably pass the same people all the time, but they're not people that we know, and they're driving normal looking vehicles.
Unless they have a really funny license plate.
Yeah, yeah. Like my friend Chris always tells me that he thinks my license plate number isn't this, but he always says when he sees my license plate, he thinks it says fag tail. And it doesn't. I don't remember exactly what it is. It's something, I think it has a F something 6 and T4L or something. And he says, hey, your license plate says Fagtail. And so when he sees Fagtail, he knows it's me.
There was a car that cut me off one day, and I'll never forget it. It was a Mini Cooper, and this cocksucker cuts me off, and I wanted to start screaming at him, but his license plate roughly spelled out the word queer.
Queer. And so you were fine with it?
Like, oh, well, I guess I can't say all the words that I'd want to. I can just nod my head and go, well, yeah, it's about right.
But what I'm getting at is if you see the Scooby-Doo mystery machine van.
But how many of them are there? Like, you got to think people make those.
There might be more in the world than that just one, but probably not within a concentrated area.
Well, where did it happen at?
It was in California somewhere.
Oh, come on. There's enough hippies out that way. They there could have been 10 of them. within a square block.
If you saw one, you'd tell somebody. And then maybe they pull you over and maybe they say, I'm sorry, we were looking for a different gal in the Scooby-Doo mystery van.
That would be a little weird.
It would be weird, but I mean, if you can inconvenience one mystery crew to solve crimes, then I feel like they'd understand, and it would be fine.
Well, I mean, they're probably all filled with stoner broads anyway. So I guess just pick one of them, say she did it, and she's probably too high to tell the difference.
I don't know what to tell you, but let's take a break. Let's regroup. And guys, I mean, like, I feel like it's kind of our duty as, broadcasters to let you know that if you do see the Scooby-Doo Mystery Machine van out there in the California area somewhere, alert the authorities because they're looking for it.
They're looking for A1.
A1. Maybe not the one, but A1. So we are going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. There are people that have questions for Dr. Napier.
Why?
Because.
Excellent.
Simple and free, a feeling fun. Just you and me and a happy sun.
The WGFOD.
Oh no! See you walking around like it's a funeral. Not so serious. Girl, why are those feet cold? We're just getting started. Don't you tiptoe. Tiptoe. Ah! Waste time with a masterpiece. Don't waste time with a masterpiece, huh? You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. Ah! You're a real-life fantasy. You're a real-life fantasy. Ugh! But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. I'm going blind from this sweet, sweet craving. Whoa. Let's lose our minds and go fucking crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Keep hoping we'll eat cake by the ocean. Walk for me, baby. I'll be Diddy. You be Naomi. Whoa. Let's lose our minds and go fucking crazy. Yeah. Yeah! Keep on hoping we'll eat cake by the ocean, huh? Goddamn! See you licking frosting from your own hands. Want another taste? I'm begging, yes ma'am. Tired of all this candy on the dry land. Dry land. Whoa. Waste time with a masterpiece. Don't waste time with a masterpiece, huh? You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. Ah. You're a real-life fantasy. You're a real-life fantasy, huh? But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. I'm going blind from this sweet, sweet craving. Whoa. Let's lose our minds and go fucking crazy. Yeah. I keep on hoping we'll eat cake by the ocean. Walk for me, baby. I'll be Diddy, you be Naomi. Whoa! Let's lose our minds and go fucking crazy. Yeah! Keep on hoping we'll eat cake by the ocean. Huh? Oh! Ah! Ah! Keep on hoping we'll eat cake by the ocean. Whoa! Ah! Ah! Keep on hoping we'll eat cake by the ocean. Huh? Hey! Fucking delicious. Talk to me, girl. Talk to me, baby. I'm going blind from this sweet, sweet craving. Whoa. Let's lose our minds. Go fucking crazy. Yeah. Keep on hoping we'll eat cake by the ocean. Walk for me, baby. I'll be Diddy. You be Naomi. Whoa. Let's lose our minds and go fucking crazy. Yeah. Keep on hoping. We'll eat cake by the ocean. Yeah. Red velvet. Vanilla. chocolate in my life. Confetti, I'm ready. I need it every night. Red velvet, vanilla, chocolate in my life. I keep on hoping we'll eat cake by the ocean.
Huh?
Was that a song or just like a string of random sentences thrown together?
He wants to eat cake by the ocean.
That sounds horrible and sandy and shit. No, what woman has ever said, wow, I'd really like to take this delicious cake out by the sandy beach and eat it with a stranger?
Well, they won't be strangers. They're going to, you know.
No, there's nothing stranger than doing that.
Oh!
Shots fired!
Oh!
This is Shadwick from Quiet Hollers, and you're listening to StrangeLabel.com.
Welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOB show on the Skype. So much to talk about, Napes.
We do?
Oh, you know it, buddy. You know it. Did you hear about the O.J. Simpson knife thing?
Yeah, somebody found a knife years ago, turned it in, and they're like, man, this could be evidence.
It was like a fucking construction guy, and he brought it to the police, and I guess whoever he gave it to, the guy was like, oh, okay, thanks, and I guess the case was already over or something, so
they can't retry him.
He just kept it.
just said, wouldn't you?
Hey, this would be a cool souvenir. I keep, you know, OJ's knife.
Yeah, that would have been great, you know, 20 plus years ago. Little late on that dig.
Yeah. You'd think, where was it? So, yeah, they're testing the knife now. I guess a lot of good it does now. And also, OJ has been asked what he thought of Cuba Gooding Jr. playing him on the show, and he said that he felt like Cuba Gooding Jr.'s head isn't big enough.
Fair. I mean,
he did have a big old head.
Well, they didn't get a dude that was like his size. They got a dude that's kind of, you know, not really that big.
Well, they need to get another football player, I guess, really, because you got to get somebody that's that build, right?
You can find somebody. It doesn't have to be a football player. I mean, they all work out, so.
Napier, the people do ask for your advice from time to time. And we don't have Drunk here to do the song, so I kind of made a version
of it. Dr. Napier.
That's right. It is, in fact, time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Ooh.
We do have a variety of questions for the good doctor. First of which from Mandy Weaver. Dr. Napier, my dog smells awful. How do I make her smell better without giving her a bath?
Febreze.
You Febreze the dog?
I believe it's non-toxic, yeah. It gets sweats out of clothes, why not sweat out of dog?
It makes sense. You spray it on your hockey gear and that works, usually, right?
Yeah, just something non-toxic. Just spray the dog with it. Eventually it'll learn that it smells.
Is it non-toxic? Like if he licks himself and stuff, is he gonna get sick?
Oh, he's gonna. Yeah, he's gonna. So you gotta make sure it's not toxic.
But if you lick a bunch of Febreze, are you gonna get sick?
I guess there's really only one way to find out, right? I mean, you do it once and it vomits, I guess. Don't do that again? Yeah.
But from Liquid Lozenge, does Dr. Napier have any advice on the safe use of inflatable sex toys?
Don't keep it around a fire. Don't fill it full of liquid propane and then use it around a fire. Probably no sharp objects. You don't need a cock ring.
The liquid lozenge was approached online by somebody who has like a thing for inflatable things.
Yeah.
And he thought it was me. And it wasn't.
Why would it be you?
I don't know why he would think it was me. It was really weird. He was like, "Hey, Mike, did you prank me? That was funny." And I was like, "Have I ever pranked you, Liquid? I'm not much of a prankster. I'm a douchebag, but I'm not like a prank guy."
Maybe he thought you were trying to be friendly.
Well, I mean, I'm a friendly guy, and I like the idea of sending him stuff about inflatables. Yeah. I mean, it's a funny idea, but I didn't. But yeah, this person is just asking him to find his inflatable things and to take pictures of them because they like pictures of inflatable things. It's an interesting story. This liquid guy, the interesting things happen to him.
You mean weird shit?
Yeah, kind of weird. From Austin Lorenzo, how can the Dark Lord Donald Trump be stopped?
Don't vote for him. Don't give him any money. That would do it. And just vote for whoever runs for Democrat. They're like, "Oh, you can vote third party. That's showing them you don't like the establishment." Okay, well then, whatever side you want to vote for loses out on a vote. So if you think, "Oh, well, there, you got the difference between a turd sandwich and, you know, shit pickles." Well, one of them's going to win.
Yeah.
And it could at least be your shit sandwich.
Would you rather have, what did you say, a shit sandwich or a turd pickle?
Yeah. Pickled turd.
I guess a shit sandwich would at least have some bread.
Yeah.
So that's better?
If one's covered in vinegar, you probably can't taste the shit as much.
So you'd go with the turd pickle?
I don't know who I'd go for. But you gotta go into that voting booth and make your choice known. And there's really only two options, and you can hear all the time from people who love the libertarians or the greens, like, no, we got lots of people who would support us. Yeah, lots of people that would support you if you didn't have crazy fuck ideas like, let's get rid of the Department of Education, and, you know, let's take all the coal miners and burn them.
So this next one's kind of serious.
Okay.
It's from Anonymous. We received this one on the email, and it's a bit long. So, many years ago, I was having issues with my wife, and in a moment of weakness, I signed up for Ashley Madison. I even paid money for an account. Nothing ever happened with it, and after about 2 days, I never logged back into the account. You know, part of the reason that nothing happened is because all the ladies on Ashley Madison
were
bots.
Yeah.
So, nothing can happen because you're talking to computer people.
Exactly.
You can't fuck a computer person, guy.
Not yet.
I never gave it much thought until last year when the site was hacked and the info was released. If you enter my work email address into the website to check the Ashley Madison info, you will find my profile.
Why did you use your work email?
You make a fake Gmail, right?
Anything. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. People are dumb, Napier. I guess maybe they thought maybe they would never get hacked or anything and it would never come out. I don't know. My wife has never checked, and I never volunteered the info. I even went as far as getting a spare blanket and pillow for my car, so when the day came she kicked me out, I could at least sleep in my car. But that day never came. It will, you know, Walmart would be open probably like when you got kicked out, where you could just like go buy one. And it seems like preemptive to go spend the money on a car blanket.
Yeah. I guess you could just use whatever sheet you had lying around.
Yeah, yeah. But the day never came. It will be a year in this August since the data was out there, and I don't know if my wife will ever find out. So I wonder if I should get ahead of the story and come clean about everything, or should I hope my luck holds out and she will never find out? Any advice?
Ignore it.
It's been a year.
Nobody gave a shit. People gave a shit for like a day, and then nobody gave a shit ever again.
So what, there's a website that you can go to and type in an email address to see if it was on there?
I guess so. I mean, what?
That's how it works?
I have no idea. I guess so.
Huh. I mean, like, if it's going to happen, it'll happen.
Probably.
And if it's not...
Then it won't.
Then it won't. I think volunteering the information at this point seems silly.
Yeah, it was a thing for like a week, and then it went away, and then people moved on to other shit. I guarantee you, nobody even knows what the fuck Ashley Madison is now.
But I guess really, in the grand scheme of things, and I hate to step on your toes, Dr. Napier, but I feel like if you feel it in your heart that this is a good idea enough that you're paying money to be in it, then you should think about what you're doing with your life.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah. Did you screw anybody? Did he screw anybody? No.
What he should do is he should just fill up his car with all of the things that he truly needs. And he should just take a trip alone across the United States listening to only Tom Petty albums. Just go through his entire catalog, man. Just go through the whole thing, and you just see the entire countryside by yourself. And you just spend that time thinking.
I did hear that a bunch of people are suing the Ashley Madison people.
Because they made fake women and charged you to talk to them?
And the data breach and all that other kind of crap.
There's plenty of reasons to sue him, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he could just say, I put my profile on there so that I could get some of that sweet lawsuit money.
Like, how long does it take to drive from coast to coast in the United States?
Nonstop, or are you stopping and looking at shit?
Well, I mean, while you're total car time.
Probably a couple days, yeah.
Couple days, right? I mean, how many times, if you went through Tom Petty's entire archive, would you hear that, "You don't know how it feels to be me"? Probably a few.
Yeah.
Right? And when you hear that, you got to think to yourself, you know, what am I doing? Like, what even is all of this?
Like the car trip?
No, like your life, your whole goddamn life. Maybe the car trip is the best thing you've ever fucking done.
Well, you can't just make car trips. If you could, people would be, you know, the profession of making car trips.
What do you mean you can't just make car trips? You just get in the car and drive, Napes. You stop and you sleep when you need to sleep. It's like when Forrest Gump ran, only it's way less strenuous.
It sounds very strenuous to, like, sleep in new places all the time.
Just while you're on your car trip.
Nah, I don't like that. I don't like car trips.
And by the time you get to California, you've made your choice, you just drive into the fucking ocean, man, and just be done with it.
Aren't there quicker ways to do that?
Well, I mean, you're soul searching. And if that's the decision you ultimately come to, that's the decision you ultimately come to. Last question from Anchor Babcock. Can we finally get a hockey update? You're like the Barry Melrose of podcasting, but without the mullet. You really should grow a mullet. That would really show how serious you are about talking about hockey, and Mike would know how dedicated you are to the cause of pushing a third-tier sport that no one cares about. It's a lot.
Well, fair enough. ESPN certainly doesn't care about hockey.
That's true.
Which they completely said over and over again until finally the NHL offered them, you know, a tournament deal. The World Cup of Hockey, that's going to be on ESPN. Notice ESPN gives a shit about hockey.
Why? Why would they give it to them?
Because the money. They gave them a bunch of money.
So the World Cup of Hockey is... Are they not going to send NHL players to the Olympics?
They haven't said.
Because they're doing this thing and they're sending NHL players to this.
Yeah, but it's an NHL tournament, more or less, yeah. So they're up in debate for going to the Olympics. Hey, you know what's really exciting to watch? Olympic baseball.
Nuh-uh.
No?
No.
Why is it not interesting to watch?
Because it's a bunch of nobodies.
And because...
You're not sending the best. You're sending a bunch of jackoffs that aren't in the major leagues.
You're right. I'm sorry. I meant Olympic-level football.
There is no Olympic-level football.
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because when it comes down to it, nobody gives a shit about football and baseball. Huh. That's why Olympic hockey is awesome.
Well, it's America. It's American thing.
No, there's other countries that play American-style football.
Japan plays baseball.
Yeah.
That's about it, though, right?
Yeah. Cuba, Mexico, a lot of South America, Canada. I don't remember basketball being very fun in the Olympics either.
Oh, no, they had the Dream Team. Dream Team was a big deal.
Did they lose?
No, they stomped everybody.
Oh, excellent. That must have been fun to watch.
I guess it was kind of fun. It was like, you know, everybody was really good, or like on our team, and everybody else wasn't good.
Guess it's not really as fun to watch as a close game. But that's why I like hockey.
It's like the Harlem Globetrotters. They were kind of able to just do their own thing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Every time I hear people shit talk hockey, I love listening to what they prefer. And it's normally baseball, which is boring as fuck and unwatchable.
I think Anchor is a football guy. He likes the Washington Redskins.
Excellent. They've been doing well lately.
Haven't been.
No, they haven't. But either way, football is equally as fucking boring. You got dudes who move, you know, 10 paces at a time once in a while. Somebody will throw a ball, you know, an extra 20 feet. And then it's some kind of miraculous play when it happens.
I think he really thinks that you should grow a mullet, though. Have you ever considered a mullet?
I had a mullet when I started playing hockey because all the hockey players had mullets.
Well, I mean, your hair is kind of heading back.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's on the way back. You've mentioned that before.
It's going away.
I think you said that your hair is getting angry with your face.
It is. It's running.
And so, I mean, like, if you just grew it long, it would go back into a mullet shape, right? It would be like do you remember like in Nicolas Cage's cool years, like when he was doing the cool mullet hair, where like you could have like Nicolas Cage hair, like in that movie Next.
No, that looked horrible.
I think it would look cool on you though.
No.
I think you'd rock it.
I think you would look horrible and I never want to do that. But, I hate that hairstyle.
See, I always wanted to be a cool long hair guy. That was always my dream.
So why don't you grow your hair out?
Because I can't. Because my hair goes up. It never goes down. No matter how long I let my hair grow, it grows up like Beavis. It never gets cool and long.
Why don't you just put hair gel in it?
Because then I just look like a weirdo. I look like a big greasy weirdo. And it still just like goes up. It poofs out. I have a poofy hair.
Well, then.
I always wanted to be a cool long hair guy. And I feel like if you grew your hair cool and long, like I could just admire yours and be happy.
Yeah, but there's not enough of it on the top part.
Not if you had cool Nicolas Cage Next hair.
I got a Vegeta crown going on. It's horrible looking. If If I grew my hair out long and got struck by lightning, I would look like I was trying to fight a Super Saiyan.
Right. So what's going on with you, man?
I spent all weekend making jerky.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I made like...
different kinds of jerky?
No, the same kind. Amanda wanted to give something to her church buddies because, you know, they do the fish fry every weekend at their church, and she always hangs out with them, and they make her feel like she's a, you know, one of the guys. So she wants to, you know, give them a little gift, and I thought I would, you know, make them jerky, which is the exact thing that a Catholic should be eating on a Friday during Lent.
Yeah.
Which is not what they do.
So it's a test.
Apparently, yeah, I'm going to be a dick. Like, hey, I know you guys can't actually eat this, but here's a whole bunch of homemade jerky. You can smell it, and then, you know, tomorrow you might be able to have some, unless that's what you gave up, and then you can't, and then it's going to rot in this bag. Enjoy it. And I'm just going to sit there and eat it, like whatever is left over from what we're not giving out. Just going to hang out and eat jerky in front of people who can't actually eat beef.
And wave.
And saunter.
Saunter.
Saunter about. Grinning to myself. You know, playing with my chin here menacingly.
Oh, hello. Does my jerky smell good?
It smells of beef, doesn't it?
Do you like... It's a shame that you can't... I'd share some with you, but...
You can have all you want right out of this bag. You gotta eat it right now, though. Take all you want, but you gotta eat all you take.
Did you see the latest on the Hulk Hogan Gawker case?
I did like that he wore a classy black do-rag.
He wore a do-rag to court, yeah. And there's a guy that's in the courtroom live tweeting everything that's going on, and it's really great. It's fascinating stuff. I wish that the Hulk Hogan Gawker trial was like televised, because I feel like I would watch all of it.
It's about a sex tape. Why is that interesting?
Well, it's interesting, and I'm sure that we talked about this when it originally happened. But I was curious, and I was trying to find the Hulk Hogan sex tape online, and I couldn't find it. It's been wiped from the internet, apparently.
It sounds really gross.
So Bubba the Love Sponge, yeah, who is a radio disc jockey in the Florida area, it was good friends with Hulk Hogan. And Hulk Hogan was going through a divorce, and so Bubba the Love Sponge offered to let Hulk Hogan fuck his wife. He said, hey,
that's
man,
nice of him.
You're going through a rough time. Would you like to come over and fuck my wife? And Hulk Hogan said, yeah, that would make me feel good. So what they said in the trial is that, you know, it was a first approached as kind of a joke, and then like it kind of became real. So like, you know, hey, wouldn't it be funny if you fucked my wife? And he'd be like, yeah, that'd be hilarious. And be like, no, but seriously, you want to fuck my wife? And so... apparently he had security cameras all over his house, and I think that the wife knew that they were being filmed, but Hulk Hogan was not aware that he was being filmed.
You'd think that's something you'd want to tell somebody, right?
You would think, yeah, yeah. So, somehow, and nobody knows how,
wink,
this tape got released. And TMZ got it first, and I don't think they put it on their website, but I think they let Hulk Hogan know, hey man, somebody sent us this video. And then Gawker put it on their website in full and said, hey, you want to watch Hulk Hogan fuck abroad? And I mean, like, no, I don't, but at the same time, yes, I do. You know,
it's like, I couldn't watch that. That sounds, bleh.
It's like, you know, hey, like, you know, I had Hulk Hogan finger puppets that I played with in the bathtub when I was a 5-year-old boy.
Oh, I think I had one of the Smash Buddies.
If there's a video of him fucking some gal, I'm probably going to watch it, just because why would I not watch it? So I watched it, and it was rather uneventful. It was like Night Shot. It was pretty lame. And like, you know, at some point he said, like, you know, that he has like indigestion or something, and like he checked his phone because he thought his son was calling. I mean, the guy had a short dick, but it was thick and meaty. It was a thick, meaty cock on Hulk Hogan. So, anyway, the video is up on Gawker, and Hulk Hogan, as you can imagine, was pretty bummed out about the whole thing.
That's probably a strong word to
use.
He
said, dude, this is really a bummer that everybody's watched me fuck Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. I'd rather not let people watch me fuck. I want to fuck privately.
I don't see how that should be a problem unless you're a website that whores people out like that.
The whole case is arguing whether or not Hulk Hogan's sex tape is the news. If it's like, you know, hey, this is a public person who has a sex tape, or if it's like private and should. Oh my God. Benny in the chat says that he had a Brooke Hogan ringtone. That can't be true, right?
Oh God, I hope not.
I don't remember that. I wouldn't recognize a Brooke Hogan song.
No, I wouldn't either.
I mean, I would say that it is newsworthy, but at the same time, he should be allowed some sort of privacy, right? It can't be like cool.
He was in a private home that he expected privacy.
It can't be cool that, like, yeah, somebody films you without your knowing inside somebody's house, and then you can just put it on the internet, right?
No, I would hope that's illegal, don't you?
I would hope so. And I mean, but then at the same time, you know, the basketball owner that said the racist stuff and his mistress was audio recording him and released that. And I mean, there's all these instances of people getting recorded without them knowing about it and being able to put it up on the internet. It seems kind of weird, doesn't it? It doesn't seem like it should be okay.
I think that's a little, recording somebody saying something racist is probably a little different than watching them fuck.
Why is that different though? If she's recording you without you knowing it, like in your own house, like if I'm in my house saying racist shit in my living room and like my mistress is sitting next to me recording me against my will, and then like she sends it to my employer, that's a fucked up thing to do.
Well, some states you actually can't do that. Yeah. There's something called like first and second party consent. Like both parties have to consent to being recorded in some way. And if they don't, you can sue them.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to sue his wife.
Now, granted, if Hulk was holding the video camera.
Oh, if Hulk was holding, yeah. That
if
might,
Hulk
yeah,
was holding
that
the video camera and videotaping himself banging a chick, then yeah.
No, that might actually be a stronger case because he could say that he was the maker of that video and they're violating his copyright. If he did that, it would be open and shut.
Yeah.
If he had just been holding the camera, yeah, this would have been down on day one. There wouldn't have been an argument.
But no, it's like security footage from this dude's house.
Yeah.
And he had no idea he was being filmed. It's shady enough that he's like, hey, man, come over here and fuck my wife. And then, like, he videotaped it, and now it's, like, out there.
Yeah. He could have just said that him and the other guy had an agreement that he would make the film.
At the very least, the dude, like, videotaped it for himself and then, like, showed it to other people. It was like, hey, I got this videotape. You want to watch Hulk Hogan fuck my wife? I mean, that's at the very least, because somebody else knew it existed, at the very least. I mean, at the most, he put it out himself because it was his tape. How else would it get out?
Yeah, he might have not released it to everybody.
Like maybe he sent it to a friend. Somebody. He's like, you know, hey man, you want to watch this dude fuck my wife?
Yeah, cool. Can I get that to go?
Like, hey man, I don't know if I want to watch this like with a bunch of dudes. Maybe you make me my own copy so I could take it home and, you know, jack off in private.
Yeah, sure. More the merrier.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. That's cool. Just, hey, don't send this to Gawker.
Wink.
So, I mean, that's the story. That's what's happening.
I feel bad for the guy.
For Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's fine.
Well, no, I meant, you know, if this had been a lady, If it had been a lady that had the sex tape, Gawker would have taken that shit down
well,
immediately.
Well, Aaron Andrews just got like $55 million from the hotel that she was staying at when the guy did the reverse peephole thing on her to take her naked pictures and put them out.
Fuck.
She sued the hotel because I guess this guy went up to the guy at the front desk and said, "Hey, I want the room next to Aaron Andrews." And then he sat there and waited for her shower to turn on and then went and unscrewed her peephole and put in like a reverse peephole so he could take nasty pictures of her when she got out of the shower.
Well, I guess, you know, that'd be one way to do it.
Whole damn world's gone nuts, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it has.
And it's sad because you can't be neighborly anymore.
No, I mean, that guy just proved it. He had to go out of his way to strike up a conversation with a neighbor.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, shouldn't I just have all my neighbors' phone numbers? I mean, like, what if their house catches on fire?
Did your parents, when they, you know,
yeah,
you
I think my
up?
Parents were friends with a bunch of their neighbors, but
how
I'm
many,
not.
How many do you know, like, within the street?
Within my street?
Just on your street.
I don't know anybody.
You know one.
Oh, yeah, like, way down the street, yeah. I know one family. But I knew them before I moved in.
So what you're saying is the person who lives adjacent to your house on either side, you don't know their first name.
Whatever happened to, like, when you moved in, like, the neighbors came over and, like, made you a cake?
Well, I introduced myself to a group of neighbors.
I wouldn't eat that cake, though.
Why?
I'd feel like there was something wrong with it. You can't trust people, man.
No,
you can't trust them.
You don't trust people.
There's probably weird stuff in that cake.
Why do you think people are trying to poison you?
Because you see it every goddamn day that people are fucking around.
Okay, Mike, how many non-poison cakes were given out yesterday?
I can't go over to that guy's house and play darts.
Why not?
He's going to fuck me.
Why do you think that? He's not Buffalo Bill.
Why wouldn't he fuck me? I don't know he's not Buffalo Bill.
I personally don't think you're fuckable. I said it.
Ouch. Ouch, Napier.
You're welcome. I guess. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, we're good, right?
Yeah,
we're good. This was fun?
Yes.
Okay. People on the Twitter, they seem to all agree that I was a little harsh last week.
I had nothing. There was no problem with the show. I didn't have a problem with the show.
Napier,
the problem I had was afterwards.
I'm sorry that I was a little harsh. I didn't know that I was really upsetting you. I just thought we were having a good time.
And that would have been fine if it didn't also follow me home on the Facebook Messenger with you and Travis Harper.
I was apologizing.
You were not apologizing.
I apologized.
You apologized on Thursday.
I said that I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings.
No, you didn't.
That's what I said. That is exactly what I said.
I said you were upset. You did the entire song and dance after I said, oh, I wanted to talk about hockey, and then you immediately said, no, nobody wants to hear about that, and then started packing up the equipment.
What I said, I did say that. You said that I said that, and you're right. I did say that. When I went back and listened, I did say that nobody, but that wasn't the reason that we didn't. I was just saying.
That sounds like the reason we didn't.
No, the reason we didn't, and you get mad. You got mad when I said this before, and so I'm hesitant to say it. Now, I really did just forget to bring it up. I forgot to bring it up.
That's not the answer that sounds like.
I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. I just didn't remember to mention it. And when at the end of the show, I should go around and make sure that nobody else has anything. And I didn't really do that. And that was a mistake.
You know what it sounded like, Mike?
What?
It sounded like I went with a bunch of my friends to a particular mall way, way out in the distance. Let's say a 3-hour car ride to this obscure mall. I want to do one thing that nobody else wants to do.
What do you want to do at the mall?
It doesn't fucking matter. I want to throw coins into the goddamn fountain. Who gives a shit? I want to go there for a particular reason. Nobody else wants to do this.
But we're going to the mall anyway.
Yeah, we're going to the mall anyway.
So you can just do it while we're there.
No, we're all in a group. We all do things in the group. We go to the different places. We look at all the different things. We are never anywhere near this fucking fountain I want to go to. So everybody says, okay, well, we're leaving. And then while everybody's getting in the car, like, oh, I guess I won't do my fountain
you
thing.
You wanted to throw your coins in the fountain.
I wanted to throw my coins in the fountain.
A good friend, Napier, a good friend will stop everyone from getting in the car, and we will all go to the fountain together. And I felt like that is what I did.
No, what
I
you did
stopped
was...
Primus. What you... I turned the microphone back on, let's... we walked to the goddamn fountain, didn't we?
Let's go back. Let's go back. This is what happened, and you seem to be glossing over
Napier. See, what I was saying was, I did say nobody wants to go to the fountain, but
as you were packing up,
we
and I
were
said,
walking to the fountain anyway.
No, we were not walking to the fountain anyway.
We were walking back to the fountain. I turned the microphones back on. We were walking back to the fountain.
No,
we were ready for the coins. I had a handful of coins, Napier.
When I say I wanted to talk about hockey, your immediate reaction was, nobody wants to talk about that, as you continued to unplug shit from the box.
What did we unplug?
You were unplugging the microphones and everything.
I certainly didn't unplug the iPod because we were playing jock jams.
You were plugging shit back in. You were taking everything away from the little area that we have for our setup.
How could I have unplugged stuff? Because the Primus was still on. See, I turned the Primus off to turn the microphones back on, so I can't think of what I would have unplugged.
You were unpacking stuff. You were taking out the headphones from their little thing. You were packing shit up.
Okay.
Ready to go. And then I said, oh.
But then I turned the microphones back on.
No, because you immediately heard what you said, and I felt, and you saw the look on my face like, oh, well, I guess we won't talk about it. And instead of just when I say, no, I don't want to go to the fountain anymore, let's just go home, you drug me to the fucking fountain and started throwing shit of mine into the fountain to make up for it.
But then the microphones were back on. So then I felt, once we stopped it to start talking about hockey, it was time to talk about hockey.
No.
Because you said you wanted to talk about hockey, so yes, I turned the microphones back on so we could talk about
the
it.
The reason I wanted to talk about hockey was I was excited for it. You took my excitement and murdered it in front of me. And you watched the excitement die in front of you. You're like, oh, okay, maybe he actually did want to talk about that.
But then you actually quit the show.
No, I didn't quit the show.
You did quit the show.
Not on the podcast.
Napier, you unliked the Facebook page. By the way, you better like that Facebook page again.
On Tuesday.
We need those likes.
No, we don't.
People, they go to the Facebook and they see how many likes we have, and they judge us by them. They judge us and they say, look at these fuckers. They don't have very many likes. We need the likes, Napier. We need all of them.
Tell them you have a day job. Ask them what their day job is. Ask them what kind of raise they'll get because of their likes on Facebook.
So you quit the podcast?
About an hour later after the whole
Monday,
Facebook.
Monday night.
Monday. No, it was getting close to Tuesday. That was like midnight.
We stayed up late and talked on Facebook.
No,
and at
you,
the end
you,
of it,
you, turned
you sent
on...
me an extensive message that said, I'm done. And I hope you have a good show or something like that.
Yeah, more or less.
You quit the podcast.
I did quit the podcast. I didn't quit the podcast.
I want to tell you, and I'm serious about this, and I want everybody to know it. I told this to you when we met up on Thursday. If you don't want to do the show anymore, the show's over.
And I'm still saying what I said then. It's your show.
No,
it's not my show.
Me and you started the show. The show is me and you and Travis and Drunk. That's the show. If you quit the show, I'm not doing the show with Travis and Drunk. I probably will do a podcast. I enjoy podcasting. But this show is mine and your show.
I think you just want to get away from the name so that you don't have to tell
people. If you quit the show, you're ending the show. And that's fine. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. But this is our show. And don't say it's my show. It's not my show. It's our show.
I just want to point it out. I didn't quit the show on the show.
I know.
That was after 40 minutes of you continuing to harp on it.
I feel like it would be really weird for us not to talk about how you quit the show.
Oh, no, of course I understand. But I just want to point it out. The show had nothing to do with me quitting the show. You and Travis for 40 goddamn minutes Facebook thing.
See, Travis was making it way worse. I was just trying to apologize. Travis was being a goof.
I wasn't listening to anything Travis had to say. I was yelling at you. I wasn't yelling at Travis.
And why is that? Why is Travis off the hook?
Oh, no, Travis ain't, because he kept inviting me back to that goddamn thing.
Oh, no, I was one of... See, oh, and that's another thing. Napier quit, went on, like, this major tear where he left all of our Facebook conversations. Like, he went back, like, years...
Because those are the only conversations I had on
any
Facebook.
Any Facebook conversations that involved podcasting at all, and he left all of them. And then he unliked the Facebook page. You were being very dramatic. It was very dramatic.
I was done. When you quit something, you leave it.
But here's the weird part, and this might explain why this show was a little light this week. I never heard from you that you were... you were unquitting the show. I got
you
a message from you at 8 o'clock last night that said, "Hey man, I kind of don't want to talk about that if we can avoid talking about it." And like that was at 8 o'clock last night. I was like, "Wait, are we doing the show?"
Well, I assumed you wanted to by what you said on Friday or Thursday. No, Friday.
Napier, we're a team. And I feel like if you have an issue and if I have an issue, we've been friends long enough and we are friends. That's something that I can very comfortably say. We've been friends for 20 years, haven't we?
Mr. Waters class.
I
yeah.
feel like way more importantly than quitting the show and getting angry, you and I can just work it out because we're pals.
We did. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
But that was after you quit the show and it lit a fire under my ass. And I said, "Oh my God, there's a problem. We gotta figure this out." I didn't even know all of this was brewing in you, Napier.
It wasn't. It was after 40 minutes of you and Travis. I'm sorry. I got shit in my throat.
You said that it reinforced some things.
Yes.
Had you been unhappy for a while?
No, I feel like I can't say shit without you shitting on it.
Oh.
And I don't mean as in casually. Oh,
guys, just wait for the super cut next week of Napier shitting on everything I say ever. I feel like I get shit on more than anybody.
Okay, Mike, when you get
is that true?
When you get shit on after the show, who messages you and shits on it again for another 40 minutes?
Oh, you
minutes?
Mean after the show?
After the
but
show.
But you got up and left. You got up and left.
Yeah,
like,
because
during the show. You were mad during the show. To say you got mad after the show is bullshit. You were mad when you were here.
Oh, I was mad when I was here, but I wasn't quit the show level of mad.
Yeah. But you're fine now.
I'm fine now.
But what changed, really? You just got over it?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, we just ate weight. We barely even talked about the show when we got together this week. So, I mean, and then, like, I was really surprised when I got the message on Sunday that you unquit.
Yeah, I don't like talking about the show away from the show and going on and on.
But what changed?
Nothing.
You just got over it?
Yeah.
But is this just going to, like, happen again?
Probably not.
Are you just going to, like, get mad in another couple weeks?
Potentially.
Like, if you hear CNC Music Factory, are you just going to, like, go into a rage?
No. My issue wasn't my anger. The thing that angered me and that I had a problem with was I thought you were bullshitting me. I still think you're bullshitting me.
What do you mean?
You forgot. That was my entire thing. That was the only issue I had was, if you don't want to do something... We won't do it. It's not that big of a deal.
No. Whatever anybody wants to talk about, you throw it out there. It might get destroyed.
Yeah, but I...
But you have every right to bring it up whenever you want. But the thing is, I didn't come to you. I just barreled through my list, and then we ended the show.
15 minutes early.
And that was wrong.
And I want to point it out that I came to the show wearing a Blues jersey.
You had a whole thing.
Yeah, I had a whole thing. And I talked to you about it before the show for about 10 minutes or so.
I don't listen to you before the show.
I believe we've made that clear.
I don't listen to you during the show.
And then in the middle of the show, I said, hey, I really want to do that thing. And you said, don't worry, dude, you'll get to talk about it.
Yeah.
Looking at me in the face. And then when you say, oh, well, I forgot to talk about it, it sounded like you just didn't want to talk about it.
Napier, I appreciate you.
I didn't say you didn't appreciate me.
I do. I appreciate you.
I think you were being
facetious. The show has been built by all the parties involved. Everyone is an integral part. We can't do the show without anybody we currently have on the show.
Except for when one of those parts
unless
on schedule.
They're drunk, we can do the show without drunk.
But my only issue was I thought that you were lying. I still think you're lying.
Not lying. I just forgot.
Your answer did not seem as a forgetful answer. It sounded like, yeah, we weren't going to.
I would never lie to you, Napier.
You lie to me every day.
I do not.
I feel that you do. You feel everybody's trying to murder you. I feel Mike. I feel that Mike is trying to lie to me.
Do you have any hockey news that you would like to tell anybody before we end the show?
No, because I don't want to be berated for the next 40 minutes on Facebook about it.
Guys, I mean, it's been fun. We'll be back at... We'll be back at full power next week. Travis had a work emergency and Drunk had a thing. So, I was informed last night at 8 o'clock that we were doing a show. So
I thought that's what the meeting was for.
So, this is the best I could do on short notice, guys.
This doesn't sound any different than anything we've ever done.
I hope...
And that you did it in 10 minutes just shows how... How much we prepare.
I hope that you're all happy. I did it all for you.
I'm not used to talking this much.
And we'll see you next week, I guess. Maybe. Unless, you know, something happens.
Well, I quit then. Fuck you. You can't fire me.
Are you okay, buddy? You gonna die?
I haven't talked that much in 10 goddamn years.
Oh. God, are you gonna end the show or what?
Yeah, that's all. Oh, fuck. No, I didn't. Well, that's my mama.
Hey, Rick. This bitch give me that ugly face, man. So ain't nothing but trouble. Baby, I'ma tell you some. Only cause I love you. People all around the world.
Over.
Well, bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.
Do you do the dirty talk at all?
What kind of dirty talk?
Like when you're making the sex?
No, not really.
No.
I feel like one side of my throat is larger than the other.
Like, what do you, that's bad. Do you say anything? Like,
I do one of these.
Baby.
You just say yeah a lot?
No.
Or do you stay like completely silent?
I don't really know.
Do you grunt? Do you do any grunting?
Can't think of it offhand. I'd have to be, you know, in the situation. It's like, you know, what would you say if you tried to fight Vin Diesel?
Fuck you, Vin Diesel?
Maybe.
I would probably need to hit Vin Diesel with a car.
You think that's all it'd take?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to, like, go fisticuffs with Vin Diesel. I would just hit him with a car. I'd wait until he wasn't looking. And I'd hit him with a car.
Think it'd work?
I don't know.